yeah, people play the bells and yep. the glockenspiel and all this. Yep. Why would you do that when you can play the saw?
Where did you learn to do this?
I learned to play the saw from a wonderful man here in Denver. His name is Earl Rome, Dr. Earl Rome. And Earl showed me years ago. And in fact, a gentleman that used to be here at the station, Ward Lucas.
Ward Lucas can play the saw. And did he learn from you?
Same guy. No, from Earl Rome. Is that fun? Is it?
You guys.
So here's what you do. You literally, this is at the store. So we're not buying a musical saw. This is a real saw from the store.
All right.
There's one thing that I did with this one here, and I ground down the edges. Otherwise, that's part of the surgery. So you want to grind down the edges.
Mine, however.
A little sharper?
Sharp.
It's okay.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You got the good suit on, so you're
yeah.
fine. In and of itself, not very musical. So it's vibration. So here's the stick. See? Not very musical.
No.
But if we temper it just a little bit and put a little bit of strain on it, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold it with my knee, and I taught you at the break. You're going to hold it with your knee, and I'm going to squeeze just a little bit. Try it. Now bend it down a little bit, and you'll change the pitch. Nice. See, now we could have our own CD here in no time.
Yeah.
So a long time ago, they used to play the saw with a yardstick. So they'd run the yardstick this way, but not very good. So that's why here is your bow. All right.
Bow.
So
all right.
I always go and get the bow at the end of the year, you know, after the rentals are done and the kids have done.
I see. Oh,
so
right.
And we rosined it up. So the science is stick and slide. And I already did yours just fine. So it's stick and slide.
Sure,
so here's
you
what you're going to do is you're going to hang onto it like this. Good job.
Okay.
Now what we do is we pull and we put that little S curve into it, and we're going to try to find the sweet spot right here. So, there it is. You're doing it, Mark. You and I should do a CD together, shall we? The Men of 9 News at 4 o'clock.
My wild Irish road.
Okay, let's stick with the song, all right? So listen to this. If you get your knee to vibrate.
Yeah.
So you get knee vibrate, which really kind of looks funny, but it looks like this. And then we have this vibration. Now, this isn't very musical, but every dog within 5 miles is here at the station thinking it's time for a treat. Isn't that great?
That is just amazing.
There's the international. Oh, you got it right there. There's the International Association of Saw Players, and Earl and I had a lesson about a month ago here at Swanson. Oh, you see,
thank
you did
you.
It
that
great.
Was very good. Yes.
Now, just in case that wasn't working for you, I brought you the cowbell. All right. Because I figure that there's nothing
more
better
cowbell.
Than cowbell and some saw as
well,
we play Silent Night.
You were clearly a very good teacher. Let me see.
Oh, you are good. This is what, it's just some practice, so that's why I'm going to come over to your house, and you and Kathy are going to serve dinner, and we're going to have our first saw lesson. Is that nice?
Oh, gee, who would have guessed? You are very accomplished. You have the whole knee thing going there. And
I have nothing to do on a Sunday.
More
so this is it. The boys sit around and say, Dad, is there anything we can do today besides play the saw? And I go, no, the banjo. So that's
more fun at the Spangler household on a weekend.